just stand up from the crowd.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Y me siento fuera de casa, un gesto que no encaja, por eso lo echo de raza. No entiendo la ignorancia de la gente en un país, sienten odio contra alguien orgulloso de su raíz. But nothing can be done when there's hatred just for fun. No dampen on my yearn, no this urge to return to the place where I was born and I still regard as home. As a boy kicking stones and where I never felt alone. Don't doubt my inner feelings when you look me in the eye. No matter how hard you try, I'll be chilling until I die.
Toca, toca esa guitarra.
We're taking a stand like Che Guevara.
You can hate us, it doesn't matter.
We're gonna reach the top of this ladder.
Toca, toca esa guitarra.
We're taking a stand like Che Guevara.
You can hate us, it doesn't matter.
We're gonna reach the top of this ladder.
Es un nuevo día y yo sigo estando aquí. Esta gente que no puedo distinguir. Si tú te sintieras como yo me siento ahora, creo que entenderías cómo te extraño, mi tierra querida. Vivo en un país lleno de frustraciones y lo que necesito son tus inspiraciones para mi canción. Esos años que vivimos en opresión. Toca, toca esa guitarra.
We're taking a stand like Che Guevara.
You can hate us, it doesn't matter.
We're gonna reach the top of this ladder.
Toca, toca esa guitarra.
We're taking a stand like Che Guevara.
You can hate us, it doesn't matter.
We're gonna reach the top of this ladder.
The course of our history.
Thank you.
Ok, amigos, estamos los Jaivas, you know, it's the pride of Chile. The pride of Chile. These guys, you know, I told you before the story about this guy's style of music. Wow, I was really kind of like not hallucinating, you know, but kind of like in a different world listening to the whole track, because the whole track, you know, if you can imagine, you know, all the history that we Chileans have lived in the past and still in our memory, still in our minds, you know, what's going on. So every note of this track, every melody, every vibe, you know, that came out of this song, this track. Reminded me of our people, you know, in Chile, you know, the late natives of Chile, the Mapuche people, you know, who are going through hell right now, you know, because of these government policies now selling their land, you know, the native land, you know. Can you imagine that? Who does that? You know, it's like I take the bicycle of my boy, you know, and sell it, you know, for you know, my boy is there crying, you know, because I sold his bike. It's, I mean, I know a bit silly comparison, but I don't know how to explain this, you know, because exactly, you know, what the fascism and capitalism does, you know. He walks all over the people and doesn't give a damn about, you know, how the we feel, how the victims feel, nothing. It's all to do with economical. It's all to do with money. It's all to do with capitalists, you know. We make more money, man, if we sell this land, you know. But there are people living there. There are people who've been there for centuries and centuries, you know. People who actually fought against the invasion of the Spanish conquerors, you know, and these people right now who live there right now, they are the generation, the present generation of those ancestors in the past who defended Chile, who made Chile what it is right now, you know. And you're trespassing their beliefs, trespassing their feelings, you know. And that is what the president is doing right now, you know. Apart from also what he's doing also is cutting on scholarship education, you know. I think if you don't educate your country, you know, you're gonna be able to run your country with a bunch of you know, illiterate people who they just do what you tell them to do, and that is the way how capitalism and fascism works. They want you ignorant because they can control you much easier, and it does work. Look at the United States right now. You know, I mean, like, well, not right now. Right now, even the naive, the illiterate people, you know, the innocent, or I don't know what to call them, even they're realizing, you know, that this leader of theirs is just sinking the country. It's sinking the country, you know. And and the whole thing is kind of like spreading, you know, into Latin America. Not spreading because we want it to spread. It's spreading because they are spreading it. They are on purpose spreading it. Look at Venezuela right now. They took Maduro out and they put a moped in power so they can control that, you know. Then they controlled Argentina now. Whoa, Argentina, man. It's the highest percentage of debt, you know, and crisis, you know, economical crisis they're going through that right now. You know, they can't even afford to buy food properly, you know, like they did before. But, you know, it's a result of what you voted for. You voted for them, okay, pay the price now. But unfortunately, you know, making everybody else pay the price, you know. People who didn't even vote for them, people who already knew what they were about, but you didn't know. And you see what I mean? Capitalism and fascism works. They keep you ignorant, innocent, or whatever you want to call yourself, you know, not knowing nothing about politics, not knowing nothing about what's going to happen next. And they control you. And they tell you, oh, yeah, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you a pair of shoes or a car, you know. And then you go, oh yeah, I'm gonna vote for this guy, you know, because he's gonna give us money to everyone. He said they had, Milei said in the last week or a couple of weeks, he says, you know, my government is the best government because I've put in the 100 million pesos in every Argentinian pocket. Man, is the man delusional? Yeah, man, it's gone, man. It's completely gone. You know, he's got no sense of understanding, you know. He just got hatred in his mind. Hatred, you know. Hatred and self-indulgence, you know. He's copying his master, you know. Donald Trump is the same thing, you know. Cast also, not as bad yet. Because Cass has only been elected right now, so he's getting used to the idea of becoming another pupil of Donald Trump. So all these things going on, you know, I mean, like these people, they're not even charismatic, you know, they can't even talk to the people the crowd, the country, because they're not sure what is going on. It seems like they read the script, you know, just about 1 minute before they go onto the stage, you know, to speak out, you know, and all, because making things up, all constantly making things up, you know, and that is Zionist ideology as well, the Zionist excuse, making things up. Donald Trump, making things up. Milei, making things up. When we know, we can see it with our own eyes, you know, what is really going on in Argentina. We can see really what is going on in the United States. And we can see what's starting to happen in Chile. Look at Bolivia, for example. Bolivia, they don't stand for stability. You know, they get there and they fight for it. And they fight for it because they do care, because it's their life, it's their future, it's their well-being, you know. So therefore, they fight for it. And why do we have to fight for our rights? Why do we have to fight for our well-being? That should be provided by the people who we voted for, people who are in power, you know, and they've got the power to actually make us feel good, educate us, house us, give us good medical health. You know, that's what they're there for, to look after the people. But, you know, that's why so many people around the world, not just in South America or the United States, everywhere in the whole world, you know, kind of disappointed with the politicians, because they tell you one thing, they do another. But it's too late. That's why we have to learn. That's why we have to study. That's why we have to study history, politics, study. Get up to date with what is going on. And then you can decide who to vote for, right? So, remember in Pinochet times, you know, the dictator in Chile, you know, what they were burning books. They were burning books of history. They even burned books of Marx and Spencer, thinking they was Marxist books. The catalogs were being burned. You see how stupid they are? You see how not naive anymore, ignorant, stupid, you know? That's why they told the soldiers, you know, those books there were Marxist books, you know, from Marx and Spencer, right? You know, I'm laughing, you know, but that was a serious thing, you know, because it's like taking the pee-pee out of people, you know. And they were the history teacher, my history teacher in my secondary school. He was with the Popular Unity, with the social government supporter, not an actual active member, but he was a supporter, sympathizer, I should say, right? And they made him disappear. He disappeared, you know, in the first 6 months of the dictatorship taking over, our history teacher disappeared. Our inspector in the secondary school disappeared too, because he was from the actual Communist Party. But he was working in secondary school. You know, I belong to the Communist Party. You see what I mean? All these people with too much knowledge, you know, they're dangerous to the capitalists and the fascists. Because those people with the knowledge, you know, they can let other people know what is going on. And that is exactly why this happened in Chile with the Popular Unity. That's why the dictatorship took power. Because Allende, Salvador Allende, the Popular Unity president and socialist president, democratically elected president, the first ever democratically elected president in Latin America, socialist democratic, democratically elected, right? He was giving too much knowledge to the people, too much knowledge. Like, he made him realize, you know, that their wages should be a bit higher, you know, and the hours to work, you know, should be a bit less, that the education should be free, that, you know, the if you haven't got land, you know, the government will provide you with land, you know, they provide you with materials to build your house, they provide you with, you know, it was making life a lot easier, you know, for everyone. And that, what does that mean? Making life easier for everyone, that is making life difficult for the capitalists and the landowners and the bosses and all these people, because these people on the top, they were pushed to actually pay the right wages. They were pushed to give the workers, you know, the union, the syndicates, you know, the rights to their rights. You know what I mean? So that is what happens. That's why they got rid of him. That's why they killed him. That's why there were so many people dead, that's executed, and we are in exile, you know. I've been in exile here since 1975. You know, many of my friends, you know, have been here for that in that situation. And we were in exile, you know, because I think we were in the know. We were in the knowledge. We knew what was happening and what was going on. And that is dangerous for the dictatorship, fascist dictatorship, because we could spread the word, and that is not good for them. They should keep the people, they believe that they should keep the people ignorant, you know, so they can actually control them much better. And all these things, my friends, you know, I could be talking to you for a long, 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 long time. Bring people in, talk about the situation, you know. But we have to do is action, you know. Like United Nations, Amnesty International, Geneva Convention, oh, we condemned, you know, the genocide, you know, in Palestine. The week after Amnesty International, oh, we condemn the action of Palestine, the Zionists in Palestine. Talk, sign papers. Action. Do you know how many people have been killed, executed, you know, by the Zionists? Do you know how many people have been killed in Iran? You know how many people have been killed in Lebanon? You know how many people have been killed in Syria? Do you understand what I'm talking about? And the two main guilty ones, the main delinquents here, are the Zionist Israel. Zionist Israel. I'm not saying everyone in Israel is the same. I'm saying Zionist Israel. Zionist Israel is like saying the dictatorship in Chile. You know, that's what it is. It's a dictatorship. You know, because if you don't want to in the army, you know, they drag you and they put you in the army and they send you to kill Palestinians, you know. And if you don't kill Palestinians, they kill you. So all these guys, they go there and kill Palestinians. And some of them, they enjoy it, really, you know. Anyway, so, yeah, all these things that are going on right now, you know. Now, what we have here, we have a biased decision. The Russians, you know, when they went into Ukraine, 3 days after that, they were banned from everywhere in the world, right? The Americans have been involved in every war in the world. They created war. They created war in everywhere they go. The Zionists have been killing Palestinians since 1947. This 7th of October, you know, it's a lot of bollocks, you know. I can say that word because I think it is. It's about time, you know, that we actually spoke our mind. And I'm speaking my mind right now. I don't represent anybody, I represent myself. And I'm defending the human rights. And it should be stopped. It's not good enough, man. It's not good enough going out on marches. Also, we have to push the governments, you know, to actually go there, you know, and say, look, like, we're going to put a stop to dealing with you commercially, culturally, you know. Give your backs to these two assassins of humanity, the United States and the Zionist Israel. And this world, we might just hope, you know, that get a little bit better. You know, get a little bit better. I'm old now. You know, I want to see, before I die, when I want to see Zionism defeated, then I will die in peace.
Cirios encendidos, guardia en mi ataúd, En él se encuentra tendido el cadáver de mi amor. Ay, qué velorio tan frío. Soledad, qué dolor. Solo quedan cuatro cirios, también de luto vestidos, igual que mi corazón. Como sombra pagarás, y será tu perdición. Nadie pueda quererte igual como lo hice yo, y tendrás que responder ante el tribunal de Dios. Mataste mi amor. A través de la montaña voy cantando este ataúd, y llegaré con mi llanto esa tumba y esa cruz. Ay, qué cortejo tan frío, qué soledad, qué dolor. Quedan cuatro cirios, también de luto vestidos, igual que mi corazón. Como sombras vagarás, y será tu perdición, que nadie pueda quererte igual como lo hice yo, y tendrás que responder ante el tribunal de Dios. No se matan fulmente, y tú mataste mi amor. Mi amor.
dame la mano desde la profunda sorna de tu dolor diseminado. No volverás
del fondo de las rocas,
no volverás
del tiempo subterráneo,
no volverás
tu voz endurecida,
no volverán
tus ojos taladrados.
Sube a nacer contigo, hermano.
Aguador de las lágrimas andinas, joyero de los dedos machacados, agricultor temblando en la semilla, alfarero en tu greda derramado. Tráeme la copa de esta nueva vida, puesto viejo dolores enterrados.
Sube a nacer conmigo, hermano.
Ensangrentado.
Yo vengo a hablar por vuestra boca muerta.
Protesta. Latinoamericano, y más si de pequeño vino a un país extraño. ¿Quién iba a pensar que ya llevo tantos años? Esa ciudad que a la mente le hace daño. Aquí a los inmigrantes nos ponen a lavar baños. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. Ese trapeador al supervisor se lo voy a meter donde no le llegue el sol.
Oiga lambón, ¿a quién está humillando? Ese jueguito conmigo te está fallando. Y eso que me esté mirando cada vez que esté limpiando solo está provocando que yo te esté odiando. Te he escuchado comentando que mi pago está robando. Te daría una pela, pero yo soy pacifista. Te quería preguntar por qué eres tan racista. Tengo que recordarte, conozco sindicalistas. Y no me dejo, no soy pendejo. Y no me dejo, no soy pendejo. Es difícil comprender ser latinoamericano. Y más si de pequeño vino a un país extraño. ¿Quién iba a pensar que ya llevo tantos años? Esa ciudad que a la mente le hace daño. Aquí a los inmigrantes nos ponen a lavar baños. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. Ya son tantos años que fuera de mi tierra he estado, que la humillación de policías me ha aguantado. De ser otro latino en un país extraño, y más que es odiado por racistas porque su idioma no les hablo. Una diferencia entre ser latino y humano, pero no por eso me siento avergonzado. Porque para su información tenemos derechos humanos, y ya me cansé que nos traten como esclavos. En este momento protestar con el rap es lo que hago, para que respeten en la calle como en el trabajo. Porque es que alguien se mata 24 horas trabajando, y al final gana más el que estaba supervisando, y gana mucho más el dueño de la empresa, solo porque habló con el dueño de la vuelta. ¿Y quién es el que le limpia la mierda? El inmigrante que no puede pagar la pieza. Claro, de nuestra necesidad se aprovechan. De nuestra necesidad se aprovechan.
Tomorrow's production available in today's market. Upgrade your sounds today and start making hits.
vive la vida. Hay tentaciones de locura que cuando no me tira acordaba. Tentaciones de locura que cuando me tira acordaba.
Yes. Recuérdalo. Recuerda cuando te conocí.
All right.
Mi chica de los ojos café.
That was P18, Kid Chocolate. And the one before it was I'm Paranoia, a lady from Spain, singing music like you never known. Yeah? Very soul style.
Soft to the ear.
Yeah, her name is Amparo Sanchez. And that was her project. Fantastic show.
Amparo Sanchez.
Yeah. And this is P18. That was a wonderful thing from the barrio Paris.
Sabes que el amor existe, tú sabes que es verdad, el sentimiento original, tú sabes que es verdad, sí, tú lo sabes bien, sabes que es verdad, lo sabes, lo sabes, lo sabes. Quiero escapar contigo a algún lugar, me apesta esta ciudad, todo, todo es tan típico. Excepto tú. La vida me enseñó a ser natural y honesto, ver el mundo desde un plano espiritual. Ahora solo busco un amor verdadero, mis errores ya los tuve que pagar. Y tú sabes que es verdad, tú sabes que el amor existe. Oh, tú sabes que es verdad, el sentimiento original. Tú sabes que es verdad, sí, tú lo sabes bien. Sabes que es verdad, tú sabes, tú sabes, tú sabes muy bien. Si tú vienes conmigo, yo resistiré a meditar sobre música y pensar en Dios. Tu piel morena me da inspiración. Música reggae que puedes cantar, música reggae que puedes bailar, música reggae que te hace pensar. Que es verdad y sabes que el amor existe. Oh, tú sabes que es verdad, el sentimiento original. Tú sabes que es verdad, sí, tú lo sabes bien. Sabes que es verdad, lo sabes, lo sabes.
sabes, lo sabes muy bien.
Oh, to them, let it, let it flow. Road wide, tell them to let it flow. Hey, so not to dread of it, I tell them say it flow. Hey, hey, so let it flow. Yes, me feel nice from head down to toe. I want a for the morning and two for the show. I try to get ready, then four on the go.
Tú sabes que es verdad.
Ay, yo, me say that to yo, yo.
Tú sabes, tú sabes, tú sabes.
Don't mind the ring, but me say that to man, so uh-oh.
Sabes que es verdad.
Well, 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 the wise flow.
Lo sabes, lo sabes, lo sabes.
They want the wise to flow. Leave it for long time.
Lo sabes que es verdad.
The unity are where we want in all the dance.
Lo sabes, lo sabes, lo sabes.
Podía haber sido militar, pero yo no puedo, mamita. Yo soy más listo que el zorro. Que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique. A qué palique, a qué palique que tiene este tío, ma. Podía haber sido obrero, podía haber sido un doctor, podía haber sido político, pero yo no puedo, mamita, yo lucho por tu amor. Podía haber sido Don Quijote, haber luchado como un loco contra molinos gigantes. Podía haber sido un poderoso presidente, pero no puedo, mamita. Soy hombre libre. Que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, ma. A que palique. A qué palique, a qué palique que tiene este tío, man.
C'est la DDD, boy, man. Where's el system, DDD? Tu n'as pas le choix, DDD, man. Si tu veux t'aimer, DDD. J'ai beau scruter l'horizon, où est la solution? Vivre à Milan comme un pion ou mourir aujourd'hui comme un lion, man. C'est la DDD, boy, man. Where's el system, DDD? Tu n'as pas le choix, DDD, man. Si tu veux t'aimer, DDD. J'ai beau scruter l'horizon, où est la solution? Vivre à Milan comme un lion ou mourir aujourd'hui comme un lion, man. Con la duda, un
día soldado, siempre pacifista. A veces me pregunto qué sentido tiene la lucha, y al día siguiente qué lucha tiene sentido. Amo la mujer, amo la montaña, la muerte no me asusta, la noche mi compañera. Antonio el viejo indio me dijo un día: basta ya de hablar, que todos bobería. Que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, man. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, man. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, man. A que palique, a que palique, a que palique que tiene este tío, man.
Pudieran mantener así. Ojalá fueran menos tiempo soldados y más tiempo seres humanos. Incluso como soldados de nuevo tipo, sí. Es bueno para ellos y es bueno para este ejército. Es bueno para este ejército proponerse como su meta más alta, desaparecer.
Okay, amigos, we come to the end of the show. I've got a few minutes left, and I want to thank everyone, and my compadre hermano Carlitos, for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed it, compadre. And, well, the same again next week. Not the same tracks, you know, it'll be really different. I've got thousands of CDs here, you know, and I'm playing also some tapes, you know. Can you believe that, you know? I'm in the era of still old school. Right, you know, I'm sure you heard my compadre's voice a little bit. I put the CD that we had recorded together to remind me, you know, how beautiful it was, you know, having a compadre like my compadre Sergio, who is up there right now watching me and listening to the show. And you know what? Every time I'm doing the show, I always expect him to send me a text saying, shut up and play some more music, man. You know, I'll never forget that, man. Anyway, you know, my message that I usually give you is love one another and free Palestine.
Pues yo la voy a tocar, compadre.
Probando, sí, probando.
Y ya, hace 20 años.
Probando.